Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, as you know, there was a period in American history when alcohol was banned, prompting something of a demand for illicit alcohol, but prohibition was not a uniquely American phenomenon. All around the world, groups campaigned against it, and they weren't the sort of people you might assume them to be. Mark Schrade is author of Smashing the Liquor Machine, A Global History of Prohibition, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good to speak with you again.
I'd say you're probably going to jump in and correct me almost immediately, because prohibition wasn't a ban on drinking alcohol. It was a ban on the sale of alcohol.
Right. And that's exactly the problem, I think, that most people don't get, is that we sort of assume that, prohibition and prohibitionists, they were trying to foist their morals onto other people and to stop people from drinking. But when really it was more about making money from getting people intoxicated, from getting people hooked on, a highly addictive substance, and then making money hand over fist. So I kind of equated, if there's a contemporary parallel with, we've got the opioid crisis here in the States, where, you've got people getting hooked on highly addictive chemicals, and then the big pharmaceutical companies are making money hand over fist. So it wasn't necessarily about the morality of it, but more about sort of the politics and the economics of it.
And I suppose maybe the tobacco industry might be equivalent to that as well. And so, particularly in the States, anyway, the problem was saloon culture, where there was no you've had enough, Jim, it's time to go home kind of thing.
Right, to be sure. And that's, I think, something that we tend to always take our present day understandings and try to project them back in time. I think the easiest explanation that I have to try to break that is that we had this saloon smasher, this Carrie Nation in the state of Kansas, and she would go in with her hatchet and smash up saloons. And people go, oh, that's awful. How dare she? Well, she was doing that at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so the people who were being set to flight were, people who had been there drinking all night. There was no, pack you away in your car and go home or get you a ride home or anything like that. It was, get the victim into the saloon and suck them dry. And, that's something that you see in the United States, you see it in Russia, you see it in Germany, you see it in Ireland, you see it in all these different places. I looked all over the world.
And the people who are campaigning against the sale of alcohol, because I suppose we can make an assumption they were sort of very religious, fun-hating types, but it seemed to be more a social movement.
Right. And one of the things, the way I kind of came at this is that we have this stereotype that they were, conservative, religious Bible thumpers. I came at this, I was on your show back in 2013, we were talking about Russia, and there was prohibition in Russia. And, it was the prohibitionist included Vladimir Lenin. And, if you go to India, it's, Mahatma Gandhi. And these are not conservatives. These are not Bible thumpers. And so my question was to sort of flip that on its head and say, well, what can we learn about prohibition and prohibitionism in the rest of the world, and try to see what sort of analogies there are in the United States. And when you do that, you see that it was this this kind of community protection against sort of predatory capitalism and against imperialism in many cases. And so this is, like I say, all over the place. And especially in Ireland, if you go back in time, there was, all sorts of different, sort of elements in the history of Ireland that have a temperance aspect to it. The Society of United Irishmen argued, back in 1789 that, the Irish should not drink, imported whiskey, because that's going to the benefit of the, the British Treasury.
And yeah, so, indeed. And even today, contrary to the to the stereotype, that something like 20% of Irish adults don't drink. And I suppose it's a cultural, pardon the phrase, hangover from that, that it continues down in countries that they don't do that. So to a degree, but particularly, I suppose, in the US, was this a political battle against, if you like, big alcohol? And it would seem as if big alcohol eventually won, though, when they got prohibition reversed.
Right. And that's, this is for me, the I guess to get back to your very first point, that it was about, you know, not about the alcohol, the stuff in the bottle, it was about the selling of alcohol. That's why, you know, the title of the book is Smashing the Liquor Machine. It's not a war on the stuff that's in the bottle. It's about, you know, the machine politics and, you know, sort of the corruption that is engendered, you know, throughout the entire system. And so it really was, you know, it was kind of a progressive movement. You know, the 18th Amendment and Prohibition came at the height of America's progressive era, along with, you know, the Pure Food and Drug Act and all these other progressive notions. And the argument was exactly the same. It was, you know, we have to have, you know, just the same way that you cannot sell spoiled meat and get away with it and make a profit from exploiting your neighbor, you should not be able to sell them a highly addictive substance and just, you know, make money on that and without any sort of oversight or repercussions.
It is a fascinating story. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but someday, again, I must have you back on because I was perving your Twitter account for all the typewriters you own. And they yes. really are beautiful machines you own there, but maybe we'll talk about that another day. Mark, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Mark Schrad there. He's an associate professor of political science at Villanova University and the author of Smashing the Liquor Machine, A Global History of Prohibition.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.